On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria en my king kook vandag op 33 grade, Johannesburg 31. Die Midlanga Kommissie van Ondersoek het sy openbare verhore onderbreek om getuienis aan te hoor van 'n getuie wie se getuienis as sensitief beskou word. Dit volg na die kommissie 'n ooreenkoms tussen getuienisleiers en prokureurs van News 24 en Daily Maverick en Farnet. Anasasi Mahobu bereg.
Agreement follows extensive legal discussions over whether the witness whose testimony relates to ongoing criminal investigations should appear publicly or in camera. Chief Evidence Leader Advocate Matthew Chuckleson confirmed that parties have now reached consensus, meaning today and tomorrow's sessions will be closed to the public. The media houses had earlier argued that the commission should avoid blanket secrecy, but ultimately agreed to limited closure under specific conditions. Anastasia Mahobu for Jacaranda Newswatch in Pretoria.
Die Hooggeregshof in Pretoria hoor ook vandag 'n aansoek van die presidentsie en die staatsadvokaat aan om 28 miljoen rand se regskoste in sy persoonlike hoedanigheid van oud-president Jacob Zuma te verhaal. Die appelhof het in 2021 beslis Zuma is nie geregtig op voorgesette staatsbefondsing vir sy korrupsiesaak nie. Die staat het verlede jaar met stryd begin om die geld terug te kry. Siri Power sê hy sal met kontrakteurs beraadslaag wat staak nadat hulle 5 maande lank nie vir dienste betaal is nie. Die kragvoorsiener het bevestig hy skuld sy kontrakteurs meer as 1 miljard rand. City Power se woordvoerder Isaac Mangena.
At City Power, we did meet with the contractors who basically have been saying that they want their payments to be made. We did avoid the disruptions of operations within City Power. The protest basically is by contractors that are stationed across different regions, but they were at the head office.
In die ooste van Swane is daar weer probleme by die Bronkhorstspruit watersuiveringsaanleg. Swane sê die aanleg bedryf nie teen volle kapasiteit nie. Watertankers is na die gebied ontplooi. En nog nie uit die buiteland. Die Amerikaanse president Donald Trump sê India se eerste minister Narendra Modi het hom verseker sy land sal ophou om olie by Rusland te koop. Olie en gas is Rusland se grootste uitvoerprodukte aan India.
Not happy with him buying oil from Russia because that lets Russia continue on with this ridiculous war where they've lost 1.5 million people, by the way. This is a war that should have never started, but it's a war that Russia should have won in the first week, and they're going into the fourth year, and I want to see it stop. So I was not happy that India was buying oil, and he assured me that they will not be buying oil from Russia. That's a big stop.
China en Turkye is ook van die land se grootste kopers. Action al September 10 aan 'n stories op jacaranda.fm.com die volgende bulletin om 12:00.